Records at 19-3. I know, coming off a couple of wins last night. You had a big weekend over in Oberlin, Coach. Gearing up for a big one with Sydney coming up on Thursday. You got the upcoming RPAC tournament. You got to like where your team's at right now, aren't you?
Yes, I absolutely do. We're just kind of taking it one day at a time, but just trying to prep ourselves for RPAC and subs. So it's going. We have a big jaunt ahead of us tomorrow, traveling up to Sydney, and then Perkins County and Hershey next week for our last regular season games. So we're winding down, and I'm hoping this is the time we just keep going up.
Nice measuring stick against Sydney, I would think. I know Sydney is not having their usual Sydney type of year, right around 500, but still they're a pretty good program, and then going at their place, this is going to be a test, isn't it?
Yeah, this is going to be a huge test for us. Especially, we don't see a lot of five-set matches. So you have Sydney, a Class B school. They're playing just different type of competition than what we've seen this year so far. So it'll be great. I'm really looking forward to see what happens tomorrow night.
And, of course, the upcoming RPAC tournament, those winners bracket games are all best, you know, 3 out of 5. So you never know. This will if, in fact, you go 4 or 5 with Sydney, it might be a little tune-up for what you're going to see ahead of you.
I enjoy seeing that. I wish we had a couple more long matches. I tell the girls some of the times that we've gone to 3 sets, it keeps me chewing at my nails, but it's nice to have them feel that pressure so that we're used to playing a longer match to get ready for those 5-setters.
You went down to Oberlin, and wow, I don't think you lost a set in the 5 matches down there, did you?
No, we did not. We played 5 sets, and the girls swept all 5, so it was a pretty great day.
That's terrific. You bet. You got a nice little 7-match, if I counted up right, that's a nice little 7-match winning streak going right now.
Yes, we do.
And I know, you know, sprinkling it since the last time we talked, you've had some battles. I know those battles with Juanita Palisade or this year, and I think you faced them a couple of times, or maybe just the one time. But that was kind of a tough loss, I'm sure. But you learned a little bit about yourselves from that match, didn't you?
Oh, yes. We kind of went into it. We didn't have our libero that match, and it was just a great opportunity to put a little bit more trust in some of our other players. That way we always have a backup plan for anything that could happen. So not having her, we had to step out of our comfort zone. We kind of got hammered the first set, and then we took over the second set. And the third set, they really had to battle with Juanita Palisade, and just their mentality and their strength and their perseverance to push against us kind of won out. So I would love to see them again just in a 5-set match, because I think we would have been able to hold our own even without our libero.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of positives, no question, over the last month or so. I take it your serve and pass game, you know, if you can't pass, you can't play, and I take it that's been a strong point for you.
Yeah, that actually has been super strong. Right now, I'm very thankful because, I mean, I have 7 great girls who are seeing the court frequently, but I also have 5 or 6 girls who show up every day to practice. They're strong in serving. They've got a huge block. Like, without them, we wouldn't be able to prepare for what we're seeing this season, and that's a huge help because having them be able to play our serving makes us stronger servers. Having us prepare for our serve receive with them, it's helping us go a long way.
And of course, Bria is your center. Boy, as you said, you've got the athletes and with the size and everything. She has those 3 hitters she can go to at any time. That's pretty nice to see. Any of those 3 in the front row, or even probably some back row attacks, she can go to them any time, can't she?
Yeah, and as a sophomore, I mean, she's got a lot of growing to do, but it's kind of exciting for all of us to see her. She has kind of really taken on more responsibility our last 7 games and deciding where she wants to go, what's the best decision, and because she trusts all of our hitters, so that's fantastic.
Well, I know the RPAC bracket, I think, comes out, if I'm not mistaken, on Sunday, if I saw it, Sunday or Monday, so kind of battling Maywood-Hays Center for that overall West number 1 seed and a chance to kind of you'll get one of the 2 host positions on Thursday, and then on Thursday first, but you'd like to have that Monday spot if possible too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would love to have that. That would kind of make our day.
But, I mean, they've got some matches. You've got some matches. So it'll be, no matter what, you're going to be a one or two. So that's you're going to be a high seed.
Yep, absolutely.
Concerns, you know, you talked about the positive, but this week in practice, getting ready for Sydney and other matches, what's one thing you still, you know, tell your girls, we got to improve on what?
You know, honestly, like, I think it's hard for people to remember that these girls, they're full-time students, they're full-time athletes, they're great mentors to all of our younger girls in our volleyball program, but they're kids. So sometimes, like, their headspace, depending on what happened at school, what's going on at home, it's a lot for these young girls to take on. So no matter what, a concern of mine would always be that positive mentality. And I think that's something that no matter the age, if you are someone in high school, college, or a young woman or even an older woman, that's something that you're going to battle. So having this opportunity to have to really control your mindset in a game, I think that's probably one of the biggest concerns.
They've got a lot on their plate, don't they?
They do. They really do.